Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Boys and girls, how ya? It's Owen here from the Snowcast. Myself and DJ are just taking a bit of a time out there at the moment to just rejig the podcast. We want to get a few interviews and stuff lined up, and we don't want to be rushing to get a podcast out. We want to be consistent and have a weekly podcast. So to get that done, I think we need to have just a little bit of time out just to get our planning and organising done. But to tide ye bastards over, I've just a few snippets of our early work when we were getting the podcast together. So these boys were recorded in Phil Grimes' pub. August, September time there, 2018. So rough and ready, but here, lads, enjoy it.
Right, so I'm going to ask you Joe's World Cup of Irish Songs. It's 64 songs. This is the group of 32.
Right.
So first up, right, we have Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town versus JJ72, October Swimmer.
Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town, all days long.
Joe has gone for that as well.
Come on, Joe.
The second one now.
Come on, Joe.
This is a fucking
tough one.
Aslan's Crazy World,
right,
versus The Water Boys, Hole of the Moon.
See, this is where, when I don't think about it too hard, I think Aslan, Crazy World. But then when I go into the lyrics in detail, and I think about how it makes me feel when I'm driving down the road and it comes on the radio, I'm going to go with The Water Boys, Hole in the Moon.
Lovely, lovely. Joe has gone for Aslan's Crazy World. I'm not sure now if Joe have...
Joe's populist though.
Yeah, I don't know if Joe's like put this up as a fucking voting thing. Like, I've only copped this now and they've gone to the quarterfinals. Right, the next one, Snow Patrol Run versus the Saw Doctors N17.
Oh, Saw Doctors N17, all day long. And Snow Patrol Run is ruined by Leona Lewis. It was actually a great song.
Yeah.
But, there's no open your eyes.
Nope. Right.
N17 is an absolute underrated
belter
tune. Like.
Yeah. So, Sinead O'Connor versus... Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You versus Whipping Boy, We Don't Need Nobody Else.
Half these songs were on that CD we found in Worcester as well from 2001.
Good man, Tom Dunn.
Tom Dunn.
Cheers to Tom.
Tomas. I'm going for Sinead, poor woman.
Of course.
Yeah.
And Joe has also gone for Sinead O'Connor.
She's some monk. Nothing compares to Sinead.
Now, the next one. Eleanor McAvoy and Mary Black, Only a Woman's Heart.
Oh.
Versus Bewitched, C'est la Vie.
Oh. Look. The fair simple. Bewitched, C'est la Vie is the first cassette single I ever owned.
Same.
And it'll forever live in my heart.
Same, same.
I think Bewitched, C'est la Vie is the early contender for the World Cup winner of Irish songs.
Could be, could be. Right. Next up is Samantha Mumba's Gotta Tell You versus the Boomtown Rats' I Don't Like Mondays.
Oh, Boomtown Rats.
Yeah. Absolute classic. Right, next.
Fun fact about Samantha Mumba. Do you know when she did that Planet of the Apes Apes remake?
Yeah.
They couldn't remember that, like, to the indigenous lines that they made her learn.
Yeah.
So she actually says some Catechum Duggety and letters in one of the lines of the movie.
No way.
Yeah. Fact.
And what, Final Cut, like?
Yeah, tied up in the cliff.
Fuck. That's unreal.
Fact.
But
she loses this one.
She loses this one too.
Because nobody likes Mondays.
No. It's greatest. One of the greatest, like, piano tracks of all time. So good.
Yeah.
Right, so Jape Floating versus Damien Rice's Cannonball.
Jape is a great name for a band, but Damien Rice, Cannonball. Damien Rice, like, you know my favourite band of Relic One.
Mm.
The original band was Juniper, Damien Rice, then he broke away. I'm a Damien Rice fan. Cannonball wins for me.
Good stuff. And Joe has also gone for Damien Rice's Cannonball. So next up, The Undertones' Teenage Kicks versus Christy Moore's Right On.
Oh, here. In my head, when you said The Undertones' Teenage Kicks, I was like, what can possibly be The Undertones' Teenage Kicks?
I know.
But we're Christy men, true and true.
And I think our eyes are slightly clouded by that because Joe has gone for The Undertones' Teenage Kicks.
Yeah, Joe spent too much time with coppers.
That's it. Right.
Well, fun fact about Christy Moore's Right On. Right On is a parody version of a very serious song by the Quartet's Draw It On.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Yeah, they're very big in Norway.
Love it. So the next track is U2's With or Without You versus the Dubliners' On Raglan Road.
Like, I love the Joshua
Tree. Also, I'd like to just butt in now and say,
fine.
I've agreed with you on all your choices so far.
You Two, With or Without You. With or Without You is probably their best song, in my opinion. They love the Joshua Tree. Don't really like anything else beyond that.
Yeah.
Apart from the odd song.
Yeah.
That being said, do I swell up with nationalistic pride when I hear On Raglan Road and I hear Luke Kelly's voice? It's Luke Kelly all day for me.
Same, same.
What did Joe go for?
Joe went for the Dubliners' On Raglan Road.
You can't not. Like,
you can't not.
This is going to be ridiculous when it gets to, like, quarterfinal, semi-final stage. I think I might genuinely, like, shoot myself in the face.
Right. So next up is Ash, Shining Light. Great tune. Versus the Frank and Walters, After All.
See, I have a small bit of Frank and Walters bias because I did a 2-day songwriting course with one of the former...
Frank.
with Johnny Walters.
Oh, yeah.
With one of the former... guitarist and the Frank and Walters, because they've obviously split up and mixed up a good bit, but I'll go Ash.
Yeah, I'd go with Ash. I'm not a big Frank and the Walters, like, I don't have a huge knowledge base of them, like,
no, they're kind of very, they're very much, you know, they're there, but they've never hit mainstream.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're niche enough to, for you to be like, oh, I listen to them on my own in my spare time.
Yeah,
they're just, they're a good band, but they're above pub band, but they're not quite festival band.
Yeah.
Even early day festival.
Big fan of Ash's Grounded from Mars as well. Great tune as well.
Very good.
But having said that, Joe has gone for the Frank and Walters.
I don't think they'll get past it on 16, Joe.
No. So next up is Aphex Twin Window Licker versus Krista Berg's Lady in Red.
I want to be 100% honest here and say I haven't a clue what window licker is.
No, me neither.
So I'm going with the Berg.
The Berg, oh yeah. Yeah. Great tune anyway. So next up is Van Morrison's Sweet Thing versus The Frames Revelate.
Ooh. The hipster in me is leaning towards The Frames, but I'm going to say Puff and the Man on the Jukebox.
Love it. Love it. Alright. The next one, easy enough one for me now. Republic of Loose, The Steady Song versus Gilbert O'Sullivan, Nothing Rhymed.
I'm not going to lie, I've never been emotionally invested in either song.
Yeah.
They're both like handy tunes to listen to.
Yeah.
So I'll pass that one on to you.
I'll go for Republic of Loose. It's great how like...
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm very happy to watch it that one. I'd pass the book on that one. I'm not attached to it either way.
So Enya's Orinoco Flow versus the Nolans, I'm in the Mood for Dancing.
The owl lad in me is going for the Nolans.
Yeah, same.
Like I love Enya, but
like
fuck it, we've all been in the mood for dancing at one stage or another. Sure. Two of us more than anyone.
Oh,
what did Joe go for there? Actually,
Joe went for Enya's Orinoco Flow. Of course,
fucking did.
Sorry, actually, I don't think I've updated you on the last. Krista Berg, Lady in Red was chosen by Joe. Van Morrison's Sweet Thing was chosen by Joe.
Right.
Republic of Loose, The Steady Song was chosen by Joe. So the next one now, Westlife's Flying Without Wings.
Their first number one.
And is that pretty much their only original song?
Possibly.
Yeah.
And by original, you mean Louis Walsh found someone to write a song and gave it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And versus Horselips, Darragh Doom.
Ah, Darragh Doom. You know,
yeah.
Can't go West. Like.
No.
And even and only three of them are from the West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's more like fucking Midlands life.
Yeah.
Mate in the Middle. Athlone life.
Athlone life. Right. Final of the Realm of 64. The Cranberry Zombie versus My Bloody Valentine's Sunny Sunday Smile.
I go on for the Cranberries.
Yeah, and so was Joe. And Joe also went for Darragh Doom there as well. So
we're fairly level with Joe.
Fairly level with Joe, yeah. Now, so this is last 16 now, right? So Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town versus Aslan's Crazy World.
Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town, and all day long.
Joe is also going for that.
Very strong favourite. The Brazil of the Irish Songs of the World Cup.
Yeah. So, next up then is The Saw Doctors N17 versus Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You.
The Saw Doctors N17, I'm very comfortable in that. I'm not looking forward to this quarterfinal though.
Joe has gone for Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You.
Joe soft.
Right, Bewitched, Say La Vie versus The Boomtown Rats. I don't like Mondays.
Bewitched, Say La Vie. I'm going there. Fucking music hipster, shoot me.
I'd go for Bewitched, Say La Vie. But
that's Joe, purely sentimental though.
But Joe is gone for...
I'd expect Joe to go the other way. Yeah. I reckon most other people other than the two of us to go the other way.
So, I have to start amending. So, Damien Rice's Cannonball versus... Christy Moore, Ride On.
Christy Moore, Ride On.
Right, that's okay. I'm taking note of that. Okay.
Do you disagree?
No, that's right. So, the Dubliners on Raglan Road versus Ash, Shine a Light.
the Dubliners on Ragnar Mull.
Yeah, and Joe has gone that way.
I thought it'd be a lot more difficult in the second round, but actually I'm finding it a lot easier.
Yeah, but actually, so...
They went with Ash.
No, they so Frank and Waters actually won their the Ash preliminary one, right? But they went with on Raglan Road versus Frank and Waters.
I thought you were going to say they went with Frank and Waters on Raglan Road, and I was going to strangle Joe myself.
So, Christopher versus Van Morrison Sweeting. So, Lady in Red versus Sweeting.
I'm going to have Sweeting.
I'd probably go Lady in Red.
Sure, look, we can't agree on everything.
Can't.
What did Joe go for?
Joe went for Lady in Red.
Fair enough.
Right, so the Steady Song versus I'm in the Mood for Dancing, the Nolans.
I want the Steady Song.
Right.
The Nolans was only, you know, a sentimental one to get through to the last round.
So now, Horselips Derek Doom versus the Cranberry Zombie. That's a tough one now.
Ah, sure. Given the year that's in it, we go with the Cranberries.
Okay. And Joe's chosen Zombie as well. So now we're on to the quarterfinal. Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town versus N17 by the Saw Doctors.
Oh, sure, look, I'm always going with Thin Lizzy there, but right. N17 would have, if the draw was kinder, it would have made it to a semi-final at least.
Oh, it would have, yeah.
Yeah.
So now...
It's like the France and Uruguay of the World Cup of songs by Irish people.
Right. Right, Bewitched, C'est La Vie versus Christy Moore's Right On.
Christy Moore.
Yeah.
That song is ingrained in our hearts and DNA.
Okay. Dubliners on Raglan Road versus Christopher of Lady in Red.
Raglan Road.
Raglan Road, right. The Steady Song versus Zombie, wasn't it?
Mm.
I go for Zombie, I'd say.
I think so. I imagine Zombie.
Right.
Semi-finals, isn't it?
Semi-final.
The big one.
So now it's Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town versus Christy Moore's Right On.
I'm gonna give a story behind my decision to this.
Right.
Obviously 2016, big year for us personally and his friends. Right On played a central role towards the end of that.
Yeah.
I think our friendship hit new levels and a new dimension this year.
Yeah.
And mentoring Dodd was a big part of that.
Yeah.
And us growing as individuals and as friends.
Yeah.
And as a friend couple. we found a new level of I'm gonna say maturity in inverted commas.
Yeah.
But also a new level of like
immaturity
through nurturing a young man from internship into real life via Amsterdam. So I'm going Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. That's the three of our song.
I'm with you. So Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town.
I think Right On represents our past. Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town represents our future.
Love it. So
that's all shy talk.
Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town are in the final. And in the second semi-final, it's the Dubliners on Raglan Road versus the Cranberry Zombie, isn't it?
Yeah. I think this is a bit of Germany versus Brazil in 2014, and the Dubliners, headlined by Miroslav Klose, aka Lou Kelly, have won 7-0.
Yeah, I think so. Like, great tune, but like, just for pure crying pride and joy, like,
oh, like it's going on in the car on the way home.
Mm. So
on repeat.
So our final then is Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town versus the Dubliners on Raglan Road.
I actually randomly in Oliver Plunkett Street in Cork went into this tiny little pub one day because I was finished work, ended up getting a spin into town off someone, and I had nothing to do for the evening, so I ended up going in for a few pints, but wanted to go somewhere quiet, put the head down, and had a bit going on at the time, so I was like, I'll go and have a few quiet pints myself.
What have going on?
Oh, I can't remember. No comment. Had a few bits going on there. Probably women-related issues, I can't remember.
Not sure.
Them days. That's for when the mic is off. And when did this random pub, I couldn't even tell the name of it. It's like a surname, like Gallagher's, or it's not Gallagher's because I know where Gallagher's is. It's like
Conroy's.
Faylons or something like that. Like.
Right, yeah.
So fuck it, I go in here. There's a bar on in the window, I go in here. Went in, ordered a pint, and got it. Sat at this small little high stool table, high table, in the corner. And there's a lad about sitting up with the plate. Next thing, I'm sipping me pint, and I'm next to the wall. And on the wall is a picture of Phil Lynott. But Phil Lynott's like, in the pub that I'm in. You see the background and everything. I'm like, oh, fuck it, he must have played here before he died. So I look above, and there's a picture of his mother in the pub. Next thing, a whole wall of plaster with pictures of Phil Lynott's mother. And after Phil Lynott died, his mother, like, every year returning to this pub. So I asked the barman about it, and turned out that he played one of the first gigs he ever played outside of Dublin was in this pub in Cork. Tiny little place. And he came back every year to play a few tunes from.
Fuck.
And after he died, his mother came back every year to have a few drinks there. So that's just a random story about a random day in my life. Has no bearing on the outcome. However, filling it, the boys in Backertown World Cup of Irish Song Champions, purely based on the last 10 months of our life.
And it's an absolute belter of a tune, like. That intro, like, you can't beat that. That's just fucking top notch, like.
And you know what?
Like, it absolutely sets your day off. Like, just kick that on. Like fucking half nine in the morning.
And like, even if you're a feminist, just in your head change the word boys to girls.
Ah, but like, we live in Ireland as well, like, so boys means
the boys, the lads. The
boys, everything. See you lads, see you boys.
See you lads, see you. Good luck to you now.
Stay away from yourself.
Grab a hold of yourselves there. Take good care of yourselves tonight, lads.
Right, will we hit the road?
We will. God bless and God luck.
So that was some of our early work there, lads. I hope you enjoyed it. It was rough and ready, but sure, look, aren't we always rough and ready? Just to say, the two of us will be back probably sometime early February, and get things kicking back again. We'll be releasing as usual on a Monday, probably around maybe the 4th or the 11th of February. So hang tight, and we'll get the show back on the road. All right, I'll leave you. Good luck.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.